The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Wednesday's racing on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm. Gareth Topham, Will Smith and Stephen Powell will be in the studio. There's Brighton, Newcastle and Pontefract in the afternoon, Yarmouth and Kempton in the evening, and there's also Irish racing on Wednesday evening as well from Sligo. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio today is Gordon Brown. How are you, Gordy?
All right, Mark, how are you?
You're not so bad, thank you.
Been off, haven't you?
Yeah, I had.
Last couple of times I've been in, no sign.
Yeah. Well, you got to have a break every now and then.
Looking very nice as well. Where did you go? Somewhere exotic?
No, just went racing a few days, played a bit of golf, went to the football.
What race courses did you go to?
It was part of the Yorkshire Festival, so I went to Catterick on one of the days. And then I was going to go to York on the Friday, but I didn't bother. I decided to get drunk instead.
Oh, right, yeah. Nice to see you back.
Thank you.
Was celebrating the Ashes success by the Commonwealth Rounders team.
Yes, good to see England succeeding in the cricket. No help from the weather either, which was...
I mean, it's brilliant, isn't it? I mean, the I don't know about... they're saying footballers are 12th man if the referee's against you. Well, and you lot, they seem to have an extra two men. The dodgier decisions in the weather on your side as well.
It's not like you to be bashful towards England there, Gordy.
No, as always. Yeah.
What have you been up to anyway, Gordy?
Busy, up and down, Carlisle, you know... Only all-girl card the other night. Ronan Keating playing after racing. It's the only meeting in the whole world where it's only girl jockeys, amateurs and professionals. It's good, that.
Yeah.
Nice mix amongst the winners as well, because Lucy Alexander had a double. Kirsty Milcerek was on the mark for the professionals, along with Kathy Gannon. And there's a couple of amateur girls won as well, including one of them, Natasha Hayes, having a first ever winner. So yeah, it was a good night.
Yeah, did you volunteer yourself for that night, Gordy, or were you put forward?
No, I happened to be there anyway, and it disappeared before Ronan came on, because I've got all his records anyway. I've heard them millions of times.
It's in the car, isn't it?
Yeah.
Didn't matter. Right, we're going to look ahead to Wednesday.
I posted a picture with him actually before racing.
Did you?
Everyone says, who's that standing with Gordon Brown?
There you go. We're going to look ahead to Wednesday's racing at Brighton, Newcastle and Pontefract. Before we do, just a few news stories to get your thoughts on, Gordy. There's nothing much going on really, nothing major at the moment, but we're hearing that Telescope may run in at the weekend, and it would be first step into group company for Telescope. What's favourite for the Derby, of course, trying to make up for lost time. Rose of Lancaster Stakes.
I was looking at some of the stuff regarding that. Yeah, favourite for the Derby. Missed the Derby, of course. I can only think the horse is not as much of a setback, but they've taken a bit of time with Telescope, and I think it sounds good news that this used to be, as they call it. I mean, I know Telescope's quite a big name, but this used to be, when I used to work full time in news and the Racing Post, they used to call this the silly season. You know why? Because there's not much happens between Goodwood and York. That's the Goodwood Glorious Meeting and the York Ebo Festival. So yeah, it's a Group 2 race that I see he's also in the Great Voltager at York and the Judmont. So he's by Galileo as well, and he's one of quite a few horses that I think is going to have an end of season campaign, probably remain in training of course next year as well. He missed the Dante at York, he missed the Derby, uninterrupted preparations as I mentioned earlier, and as I say, I think he could be, I could be an interesting horse later on in the season. They've taken the time. Sir Michael never rushes his horses, and I think he'll get the benefit later on in the season with this horse. Be interesting to see where they go. I'm not going to be at Haydock at the weekend, although I'm going to be there for the first day of that meeting. And he bounced back to form, didn't he? He didn't beat much. It was a conditions race at Leicester. He won by a tatty field. So, good to see Telescope on the way back. As I say, not so much that particular story, but you will find a lot of stories that wouldn't normally make the headlines in the next 2 weeks doing exactly that, because, as I say, between Goodwood and York, the silly season is upon us.
And while we're on the subject of York, and while you've mentioned York, Bordler Scott, an old favourite in the Nunthorpe, he came back out of retirement this year, didn't he? And they're considering lowering the sights for Bordler Scott. They're not necessarily going to go for a fourth tilt at the Nunthorpe. Do you think that's right to do now?
Yeah, one of my favourite horses, to be honest, and we know he retired and he came back and he hates being out of training. They've got to lower the sights with the old fella, I mean, to be honest. I mean, he holds his form to an extent, but you can't actually compete at the highest level forever. Mm. So we've had loads of these horses slipping down. I mean, you've basically just got to lower the bar a little bit for him. So it's good to see him still enjoying life. I mean, there will be coming a day when they probably have to retire him, but as we know, it's been well documented when they retired him, he just didn't thrive. He hated it.
Yeah.
But a bit like you and the day off, Mark. You just can't wait to get back to work. So you're a bit like a human version of Borders-less Scott.
Yeah, I'd love to see him win the Nunthorpe again, but it's a massive ask, isn't it?
Yeah, locally trained as well. Yeah. I mean, I remember Robin Baston saying you can't beat a Yorkshire trained winner at the Ebo Festival. And I mean, it's they love to see great horses there, but when they have a local winner, it just makes the day. And he's trained just up the road, and he's not far from where we speak now, to be honest. In the Willoughby area, is trained by Robin Baston. I have to say, Robin's done a great job with the horse as well. The whole team there have Becky's daughter and son Harvey as well. It's been a full on team effort by Borderless Scott. Who's to say that type of horse might not have thrived in a big yard? We see it happening so many times. So they've done great, and Jimmy Edgar and the boys that own them I know quite well. Borderless Scott as well. It's nothing to do with being French and all the rest of it. There is a Border, there is a Les, and there is a Scott. So there you have it.
There you go.
Yeah.
First time I've heard that, well done.
Yeah.
Good. Let's concentrate on things.
Excuse the hay fever, by the way. I'm snivelling a bit.
Okay. Oh, we'll let you off this time.
Yeah.
Let's concentrate on matters a bit closer to hand then. Wednesday's racing. We've got Pontefract, Newcastle and Brighton in the afternoon. So we're going to pick one race from each of those, and we've got them in a nice little half an hour window. So we're going for a quick fire pattern here or something.
Right.
Gordy, the first of them is the 3:30 at Pontefract, and this is the best dressed lady at Pontefract handicap. It's over a mile and a half, and we'll start here with Mahara if we can, because he's hit the crossbar on a number of occasions, but does seem to like it at Pontefract. He shed his maiden tag there right at the start of his career, and a good effort when second to Arclight by only a neck last time at Pontefract.
He's been in quite good form, to be honest, but as you say, I don't think he's won since he won in his debut, as you probably just said. He's been fairly well beaten in a couple of recent handicaps, in one or two recent handicaps, four occasions he's finished in second place. I think he's one of those horses that probably needs the handicapper just to relent a little bit. Muharair, as you call him, topless. He's based with Richard Fahy, but he's riding Dodgy's horse here. Dodgy sort of does well with this type of horse, this type of solid handicapper. And in many ways, it's the trainer's skills that's almost making the horse being a nearly horse, because he's running so consistent. The handicap can't really drop a horse that's running and going so close. And I mean, if he did relent by a pound or two, then he would be back in the winner's enclosure. Not quite the same with Kiama Bay, trained by Richard Fahey. This horse won two or three races going back to the summer of 2011, I think it was. He's been creeping down the weights, Kiama Bay, right down the bottom, actually, as it happens. And up the top end, Noble Silk's been running well, winning form already this season for Lucy Warden. Darren Egan, one of her top apprentices, is on board, takes a handy £3 off the back. So, in actual fact, it's joint top weight with Savino. Although, having said that, that drops a few pounds as well. So, both the top two ridden by £3 claimers. Noble Silk winning form, back down in trip to be running over slightly further. I think this race will be fought out between bottom and top, Mark. I think Kiama Bay to beat Noble Silk, and Muhara again just hitting the crossbar, probably placed but not good enough.
Okay, yes, I can see where you're coming from with Kiama Bay as well, because one off a mark of 80 at Chester, then went up to marks in the high 90s,
and it's 79.
And now back up to 79 today, so yeah,
I think that's well in that.
Mm. Okay, the 3:40 at Newcastle then. This is a class 6 handicap over 6 furlongs, but competitive stuff. 16 runners in the lineup as we record this. Which ones have caught your eye here, Gordon?
I saw Alluring Star the other day at Ayr, I think it was, wasn't it? Where was that? Yeah, it was Ayr, and it was over 7 furlongs because it was on the round course at Ayr. 6 furlongs, so drop and trip here. Mick Easterby's a shrewd cookie. He's got different headgear on. He's got blinkers on for the first time here. Graham Gibbons, be a fair bit of dead weight in the saddle, doing 9 stone 11. So a Luring Star is where I'd like to start the race. Burrenview Lady, though, trained by Mick's nephew Tim. Stable jockey David Allen's on board, a horse that won at Wolverhampton. She won despite missing the break as well. Came through to win going away, I thought, by 3/4 of a length. Now, that was over this sort of trip. She's got a £6 penalty. She is extremely interesting. Another one that's probably going to hit the crossbar as well is Captain Royal. I remember being in here, I think, when that got up close home to win at Newcastle over 5 furlongs, Captain Royal. They've waited for this to be reassessed. I sometimes think with a sprinter, if they wait for the horse to be reassessed rather than run under a penalty, I think it's quite a good sign, because these sprinters pretty much train themselves on the track. This could have run before now. They've waited for it to be reassessed. Obviously it's gone up a wee bit in the weights. They seem to be quite happy to go again. Captain Royal, interesting, but if I had to name the winner at this point, at what time is it, at 1:37 on August the 6 p.m. that is, I would go for a Luring Star to beat possibly Captain Royal, with Burrenview Lady just maybe struggling under the penalty.
Okay, and the final race we're going to look at is the 3:50 at Brighton. It's the start of Brighton's August Festival on Wednesday, and one of the better races on their card is the Brighton Mile Challenge Trophy. It's a handicap, it's over a mile obviously because it's the Brighton Mile Challenge, it makes more sense. Enriching, should we start with that one? Comes here in better form than most.
Yeah, Enriching would be the obvious point to start. Andrea Zenny on board. It's a good meeting, this, the August Festival, incidentally, at Brighton. Enriching wasn't beaten that far. I was in here. It was it Lingfield?
It was,
Lingfield,
yeah.
Beaten in a photo finish. And as I say, this is a 3-day meeting at Brighton. And believe it or not, it's well worth a visit. And the thing about Brighton is, before I get to Enriching, is that it's very much a course specialist track. Yeah. Jockeys as well as horses. Now, Andrea Zenny rides it pretty well. Other people that ride it quite well, not necessarily referring to this race, but keep an eye on the likes of Seb Sanders rides it very well. Ryan Moore rides it quite well. It's a tricky course. It's very idiosyncratic. So look for a jockey that's got a reasonable record. Enriching, as I mentioned, wasn't beaten very far last time at Lingfield, and before that was in decent form as well. Got the tongue tied, Enriching. Before the Lingfield near miss, it actually won at Nottingham over a mile. The Lingfield run was over 7 furlongs, so this mile would not be a problem for Enriching, and I could see that going well. Again, that was 11 days ago. Again, it's been reassessed, and it wasn't beaten very far off the new mark last time, so it's been reassessed. It's run off the new mark. It's rated 70. I could see Enriching run well. Slim Chance, I think probably better than Slim Chance. This has come all the way from Midland. Simon West trains in Midland, and he's got Cathy Garin on board. Interesting why he's sent that all the way from Midland, Slim Chance, and been in reasonable sort of form in Ireland. Now, trained now by Simon West, but formerly trained in Ireland by Des Cullen, and before that in the Coogan Yard. So not been that long since it was seen out, actually, at Killarney. Finished second at Killarney, finished third at Gowran Park, and has also got place form at Limerick this near sort of summer, if you like, and spring. It was sent off favourite last time at Killarney. Why they've sent it all the way for new connections, certainly the new trainer, all the way to Brighton, well, only time will tell. The last mark it ran off at Killarney, Slim Chance, was 67, and it's a pound higher here at Brighton. So that just interests me, for the fact that first time for Simon West, he trains in Midland. Why have they gone all the way down to Brighton? And the other one possibly that could go well in this race would be Decent Fella for Violet Jordan. Smallish yard, Violet Jordan's, but Decent Fella has been in reasonable form. I thought it was a very competitive race last time when it was beaten about 5 lengths at Newmarket, 7 furlongs. 7 furlongs before that, only beaten a length into third place mark at Brighton, and before that, won here at Brighton over 6. The two most recent runs over 7, and it's a course winner over 6. Back up to a mile, or trying a mile. I'm just looking, it has been at a mile before, so back up to a mile. If I had to take a stab in this race, I'd probably go for Decent Fella for Violet Jordan and the former champion apprentice Martin Harley.
Okay, good stuff, Cordy. Let's tidy up a little bit. Let's have a nice little summary before you go, if you will.
Right, just going back to the very beginning. I'm going to go for Kiama Bay at Pontefract in the 3:30 Pontefract, number 8, Kiama Bay. Then moving to Newcastle for the 3:40 there. I think it's probably just going to be a luring star, number 2 for Mick Easterby and Graham Gibbons. And then decent fella, named after Mark here in the studio, in the Brighton 3:50 for Violet Jordan and Martin Harley.
Thank you very much, Gordy. You are too kind. Enjoy it on Wednesday.
Thank you, Mark.
The selections of Gordon Brown then for Wednesday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:50 PM. Gareth Topham, Will Smith and Stephen Powell will be the team in the studio. It's Brighton, Newcastle and Pontefract in the afternoon, Yarmouth and Kempton in the evening, and there's Irish racing on Wednesday evening as well from Sligo. So 6 meetings to look forward to. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast, and enjoy Wednesday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.